Well, Jim, looking forward to a third Ulster final. I suppose after the win over Down, it was maybe the first time you said you could look forward to maybe thinking of winning a three in a row. Have you thought much about it in the last couple of weeks?
Oh, I suppose it's the only thing we've been thinking about in the last few weeks, Tom, to be honest with you. The boys, I suppose, dug out a very difficult challenge that Down presented in the semi-final and got the victory in the end for us and opened up this possibility for us now, you know. And I suppose I think it's only the Cavan team in the 40s and the Down team in the 60s and Armagh in the noughties that have successfully done three in a row in Ulster. So to be able to go in with that company, if we were successful, would be, I would suggest, probably great redemption for this group of players in terms of where they've come from. And all of a sudden they're moving into that kind of a bracket. It would be fantastic for them and something they probably deserve. To be honest with you, over the work they put in.
I don't remember Cavan, and I barely remember Down. Armagh, obviously, they had a bit of groundwork. You know, they had youth underage, a couple of good minor teams, under 21 and all that success. Donegal's success has really been built really on maybe your success at under 21 the year before you came in. Very little, really. So it's really come out of the blue.
Well, I suppose that's the lovely thing about it, you know, that I suppose a lot of our players, if they had to win their Ulster Championship in 2011, they could have retired very happily with their Ulster medal, safe in the knowledge that, you know, after many years of toiling, they got over the line. Thankfully, they haven't done that, and thankfully, everybody has worked very hard in the in-between time, and we've two Ulster Championships now in All-Ireland, and we've a chance to make that three now, and that's it's an absolute privilege to be in this position and a very special place for the players to be in.
And that obviously was down to you, wasn't it, that they decided that they wanted to win more after they won the first one? And then it must be even a bigger job after winning the All-Ireland last year.
No, I wouldn't say that. I think, you know, in terms of having a successful team, a lot of variables are at play all the time. And for me, I suppose, I've managed a lot of teams down through the years and coached a lot of teams down through the years. And the one thing that you really, really want is you want to have players that want to be there, that are very focused in what they're doing, very committed to what they're doing, and coming to training with the right attitude. And we get that every single night. And, you know, it's the ultimate from a coaching point of view to have that sort of mentality within your group. And we have a great leader in Michael, as captain, and all the other boys are on the same page as him as well in terms of coming to training, knowing what training is all about and knowing why they're there, working extremely hard, still enjoying it when they are there, and with a view to moving forward, even if it's only 1% or 2%, night after night after night. And that's the process we're in the middle of at the moment. We're training's going very well for us, thankfully. The injuries are clearing up. You know, we're getting our main players back. I suppose Frank McGlynn, his fitness has really improved. Mark McHugh's fitness has really improved. David Walsh's fitness has really improved. Anthony Thompson, players that were maybe struggling for fitness before Tyrone, broke down in the Tyrone game, were struggling before the Down match. Like Anthony Thompson's performance against Down was staggering based on the fact that he hadn't really trained with us twice in 7 weeks. You know, he was injured before the Tyrone match and we just nursed him the whole way into the game, and then he broke down in the game and he'd done nothing between the other two games. And the performance he put in against Down, I thought, was incredible on the back of that. But they're all coming now in the right direction, and the collective is getting fitter as well, because I've said it many, many times, for us this is the time of year we crave. You know, we don't have them during the winter months. We don't make a big fuss about getting them up and down the road too much, you know, during the National League. You've got exams all the way up to the middle end of May. And then once the exams are out of the way and they're at home, they're in their own beds at night, we're training collectively together and everybody's there every night. I think that's the one time where we feel we make progress. And we're in the middle of that at the moment. We're in the middle of a good push at the moment, and the players are, the injuries are clearing up within the squad, so fingers crossed now we can be in a good place for the final and we don't have any relapses of injuries or setbacks.
Two players you didn't mention there was Carl Lacey and Neil Gallagher. How are they coming on?
very good. Kerry Lacy trained tonight and done all the football. He's in good shape. He just needs football under his belt now, and we're playing loads of football at the minute, I suppose. We would have done a good bit of work in Monaghan, you know, up to this point, and now the focus is really switching on ourselves and trying to get ourselves right. And we had a very good session tonight, same Thursday, Saturday, Sunday and next Tuesday, and them five football sessions will hopefully shape the way we want to play in the game and what we want to do within the game, and hopefully how we take the opposition on and put a fingerprint, our own fingerprint on the match. Mm.
Is Carl going to get enough ball time between now and the game to be able to play or to be in with a chance?
Well, fingers crossed, he'll definitely be in with a chance, and if he keeps developing the way he's going, we'll have to wait and see. You know, there's a strong possibility if he keeps developing the way he's going that he could start the game. If he doesn't start the game, we would definitely expect him to play some part. So we just have to wait and see. He had a very good night tonight. He played very well within the games tonight as well, which is great. And we're just managing the injury at the moment. And he's doing a lot of bike work on the side of the pitch, playing in the games, and then more bike work. And we're not overcooking the physical stuff on him. And he's moving forward. And if he can get another four sessions like that under his belt in the next 8 days, then we'll just see where he's at.
And what about Neil Gallagher?
Neil's a wee bit behind that. He's not back integrated within the group, but he's still working hard on the pitch with the physio. I mean, they're out on the pitch for an hour and a half with the physios, and they're getting through a lot of work. Mm. But he's not back and playing football, so I'm not 100% sure, as we said tonight, when that's going to be. It might be Thursday, it might be Saturday. So he's got a chance as well, but we'll just have to wait to see how he develops. Mm.
But not as good a chance as Carl.
Well, listen, Carl could have set back on Thursday night, you know what I mean? Mm. It could flame up. You don't know, to be honest with you, how things are going to pan out, but he's ahead of him at the moment in terms of where he's at, yeah.
Mm. Is that a bit disconcerting, the worry about Carl, that he might have a setback and maybe that Neil isn't going to make it? They're two big players.
Anybody can have a setback, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's a lot of them carrying niggles over the last number of weeks. That's all part and parcel of it. Like, and I don't want to dwell on the point, really, because we haven't lost a game yet on the back of not having players available. We've lost Kerry Lacy for most of this season. We've lost Michael Murphy for large chunks of last season, and other key players at different times. Neil McGee pulled his hamstring in the warm-up against Tyrone last year. Our players are mentally strong now. They don't look at it and say, oh, geez, we're missing Kerry Lacy and he's got four All-Stars and he's Player of the Year. They don't think like that. They just think Kerry's not available today. Somebody else has to step in, do a job for the team, and hopefully we can move forward in the competition. So that's the way they operate, and they don't look at it as a negative. It's just somebody's not available, somebody has to step in and hopefully pick up the pieces.
On to the season so far, the Championship, obviously coming back on the back of a disappointing league, really had to focus on Tyrone. It was the big one. Everybody I spoke to here tonight was saying it was the one thing that brought them back this year, was the fact the draw once it was made, that it was Tyrone. That was the big game. Donegal made a big statement that day.
Well, we won the match, you know, and I suppose we got a lot of things right in terms of our play, and the boys delivered, and a lot of the things that we were working on in the lead into the game, and that's what you want. You want to try and get your message across, and hopefully that they can use the information and deliver a performance on the day itself. So that was very encouraging for us. We'd done that managing a lot of injuries as well, and we weren't fully up to speed. I would feel we're in a better place now than we would have been then, but that doesn't mean that you're going to win the match the next day out. But I think we've definitely, as a group, we've moved forward now in terms of our fitness and just playing football together in the summertime. You know, no wind and no rain. A lot of nights when you're going out to train, the ground is dry a lot of the time, and you've got good numbers and you're just playing football. And I think once you get into a rhythm of playing football, you can work out a lot of the wee coaching points with the group. Mm. Whereas you can't really do that when you're low in numbers and if the weather's really bad and stuff.
Mm. Went into the Down game, raging hot favourites. Found a strange kind of a down format of strange system facing you, you know, maybe something you hadn't faced before?
No, I wouldn't say that. No, like, I mean, we've played other teams that have laid down the challenge for us, and I suppose some people have said that we were a wee bit off colour in the Down match. I wouldn't actually agree with that. You know, I thought for the first 25 minutes we were very, very good, probably as good as we played all year. Kicked 6 points against a fairly stiff breeze, and we're controlling the game. And, you know, we lost a few players in the lead into the game, and then we lost a few players, David and Frank and Ryan, over the course of the first half. So that had a big impact on us, and the game became very attritional in the second half very quickly. And so a different challenge was laid down to the boys. You know, could they win a game that the pressure was mounting on? Could they see a game out? Could they retain their composure? And I think they answered all them questions for me fairly comfortably, to be honest with you. You know, every time Down threatened us and tried to push, you know, push us psychologically and physically and get scores on the board, we responded really well every time. So it was only the media, really, people like yourself, Tom, that had us as favourites. We didn't have ourselves as favourites. We were just preparing for a game of football. And if you tell me before the match we were going to win the game by 3 points, I would have took the arm off you. Mm-hmm. And I would do the exact same thing in the Ulster final. Mm-hmm. I think it was other people saying we were going to win by 10 points and 11 points and this kind of nonsense. People from our own county, people outside our own county, and that just puts, you know, it's undue pressure that's not warranted. Like, you know, for us, it's just a game of football, prepare for it and get over the line. Down asked a lot of questions of us and we had the answers, and for me that's the positive. And as Monaghan will probably ask different questions on Sunday week, and hopefully we'll have the answers then again.
Mm. You've watched Monaghan. You said earlier that you've spoken, you'd worked on Monaghan, you'd spoken to your players about Monaghan. What about Monaghan?
Well, there's a good few things, to be honest with you, but for me the most dangerous thing, if you want to call it that, from the point of view of us trying to win the match, is that they're going to be very, very hungry. They're in a very similar position to ourselves in terms of 2011. We were desperate to get over the line. We were ravenous to get an Ulster Championship. It was a 19-year wait. I don't know how many years Monaghan are waiting. Maybe you might be able to tell me that, but very similar situation. A lot of players that have a lot of miles on the clock in terms of outings for their county. A lot of experience goes with that. They'll be looking at Donegal in a light that they feel they can beat them. They've beat them twice in Championship football in the last 6 years. They won't fear Donegal. I would feel that. I would feel the Monaghan won't fear Donegal. And then just purely on the football side of things, you know, you can name all the defenders yourself. They're household names, a lot of them. We know them. You know, they've probably, like, we have a lot of big men, but they've probably more big men than us. And for me, they'd be kind of on a par with Cork in terms of the physicality that they have. So that's going to present a challenge for us. And then they've some very dynamic players as well. You know, Darren Hughes, Kieran Hughes, these lads that are very good ball players, very physical players, but also very good players at carrying the ball, kicking scores, fetching and stuff. So, and then you've got one of the top forwards in the country, maybe the top three, top five forwards in the country, and Conor McManus. So they're bringing all that to the table, and you're going to say, now I'm talking the opposition up, but you asked me the question. So that's what they're going to bring in terms of the football side of things. The other thing is the big one for me. You know, they're at home. They're desperate to make the breakthrough, and they're going to be coming into this game with an attitude of giving it absolutely everything. And for us, we've got to meet that challenge. And if we can meet that challenge and deal with that challenge and then impose our own game plan in the game, it'll be a big day's work for us.
As we stand, what, 7, 8, 10 days out, are Donegal at this stage ready for that challenge?
No, we're not ready yet, no, but we're heading in that direction, you know. As I said, we had a very good session the night. We've had a couple of weeks now that the training's been going very well. I suppose this night, next week, next Tuesday night, when you've got the other four sessions, the footballing sessions, the coaching sessions under the belt, then you'd be in a better position to answer that question. But we're happy with where we're at, and we feel good in terms of our training. I feel very good in terms of the attitude the boys are bringing to their training and how focused they are. They know it's a big, big game. They know that the stakes are very high, and they know that this is an opportunity to do something really, really special. And, you know, they want to get the most out of it. So, you know, as we sit here tonight, you know, we're in a good position, but obviously it'll take every session up to the final to get our preparations complete.
And finally, Jim, you always say it's the next game is the most important game, and it's the only game that really matters. Is there a danger with your squad that maybe people would start dreaming about the three in a row and walking up the steps and collecting the cup?
Well, it's okay to do that now, because this is the next game. This is the immediate game. You know, like, we haven't talked about it all year, but that's the reality now. The reality is now we won this game. That's what's going to happen. So it is very much on our radar now. And, you know, we you know, no problem in saying that. It's it's a big, big, big opportunity. We know how it felt in 2011. It was even better in 2012, going back to back, and to do something special in your own province, to go into that company I mentioned earlier, is an incredible feat for this group of players, and that's what's in front of us if we can be successful. So the stakes are very high for both teams, and everybody's going to be giving it their absolute best, I've no doubt about that. And for us, if we get the best out of them, we'll be very happy and we'll make peace with the result.